What is going on, everyone? Welcome to a very special hour of sports talk here on Sports Byline USA. I'm your host, Dominic Jimenez, and I'd like to welcome you in. I'm beyond thrilled for what we've put together and what's going to be happening in this next hour. I've talked about it a lot of times on this network. I am a huge bowling fan. I've been bowling since I was 10, so like 20 years. My dad signed me up one summer because we just wanted to do something ritualistic, get me out of the house consistently. So he signed me up for some bowling lessons a while back. Yeah, I'm still at it. I'm still spending my Friday evenings at the bowling alley. So I've got a huge soft spot for bowling, and I've been honored to be able to interview so many different bowlers over the last few years. Some of the greatest names in the sport, some of the biggest icons in the game, I've had an opportunity to chat with and pick their brains and get their thoughts on bowling and some certain events, their careers. They got to tell their story, and I love being able to have this medium that allows me to talk to people and get their story and how the way things that I see, get their thoughts on the things that I see through their eyes. So very excited to be putting this together and to have this hour of sports talk, bowling exclusive, baby, here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. And not just Sports Byline USA, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, iTunes, Sirius XM, tons of terrestrial affiliates, and shout out to all of the troops who are listening on the American Forces Radio Network. We appreciate everything that you do, keeping us safe, and we're glad that we can provide just a little bit of entertainment for you with what we do here at Sports Byline. So coming up after a quick commercial break, it's going to be Kyle Troop, the Afro Fish. He'll be joining me later on in the show at 25 after. EJ Tackett will join me. Then we'll close things up with Sean Rash about 40 minutes after the hour. So Sean Rash will be joining us later on. But we're going to start things off. Kyle Troop, PBA, and they're all getting ready for the Jimmy Allen PBA Challenge, seen on Fox October 16th. Check your local listings. So bowling, and more bowling after this break.
This special report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Summer is here, and Burger King will help you beat the heat all season long with the newest frozen Fanta flavor. What is it, you ask? Well, the mystery has finally been solved. The newest frozen Fanta flavor is Strawberry Shortcake. Its color may be electric green, but this cool drink is packed with juicy, refreshing strawberry flavor. Easy for grab-and-go adventures, frozen What the Fanta Strawberry Shortcake is your sidekick to summer. Whether you're headed to the park, the beach, the pool, or just trying to stay cool, stop in or hit up the drive-thru at Burger King and try the chilling, thrilling, frozen What the Fanta Strawberry Shortcake for just $1 plus tax. It's no mystery that your refreshment is guaranteed. So go ahead, quench your thirst with a frozen What the Fanta Strawberry Shortcake for just $1 plus tax. Only at Burger King. Have it your way. Not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. This special report was brought to you by Coca-Cola.
Progressive presents Forced Metaphors, about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
Any sports fan knows defense wins championships. Your championship is your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your best defense is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive, which is like having a goalie, a 7-foot shot-blocking specialist, and a linebacker all wrapped into one. Which, to circle back, means you're going to win the championship. Because, you know, defense.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Are you looking for solutions for health and wellness at home? Please visit antiagingbed.com. They are on a mission to use proven technology to provide you with healthy solutions to many conditions that affect all of us physically and mentally. Use promo code wellness for your discount. antiagingbed.com. Technology proven to help you feel your best. Use promo code wellness, antiagingbed.com. Feel your best.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year, you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward into art class.
A 4-foot replica of the Statue of Liberty using elbow macaroni?
With glue and art supplies from Staples.
By tomorrow.
This week, Crayola 24-count crayons, Staples comp books, and two-pocket poly folders are each just 50 cents. Get everything on your list at amazing prices. This year, go forward to school with Staples. Shop in-store, online, or buy online and pick up in-store. Ends 9-10, limit 30.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back into the show. This is Dominic Jimenez here with you. And as you know, I'm a big bowling fan. We've got a great relationship with the PBA, and they've got a really cool event coming up this Sunday, October 16th. It's the Jimmy Allen PBA Challenge. You can tune into Fox to watch country music star Jimmy Allen and guests pair up with some of the best players on the PBA Tour for a chance to be crowned champion at the Jimmy Allen PBA Challenge. And I'm now joined by one of those pro bowlers. You can watch him in semifinal match number one. He'll be teamed up with one of my favorite hip-hop artists of all time, Nelly. And if you couldn't tell, I just showed my age. I'm definitely a millennial if Nelly is one of my favorites, because he's the man. He'll be bowling against AJ Johnson and Terrell Owens. And in semifinal match number two, Sean Rash and Jimmy Allen will take on Hannibal Buress and Ronnie Russell. You can also look at the Celebrity Clash at the Jimmy Allen PBA Challenge presented by Bolero. Jimmy Allen, Nelly, Terrell Owens, Neon Union, Bella Love Castillo, Josh Sims. The list goes on and on. Tons of celebrities. But now, I'd like to welcome Kyle Troop in, 2021 Chris Schenkel PBA Player of the Year. He's got 9 tour titles and a major. And Kyle, let's start with the event. Getting to hang out and compete with and bowl with musicians and athletes and kind of bring them into your world, this has got to be pretty cool, right?
It's got to be one of the coolest events I've been a part of. To start off with the performance and stuff by Jimmy, and Chris Young was actually there performing as well. Being able to kind of get a VIP performance and see their career path, was really neat firsthand. And then to see them on the lanes, they were so very welcoming and and opening. Sorry, my father just took a call in the middle of the interview.
It's all good.
They were so very open and welcoming, and they were looking forward to enjoying the sport and competing just as much as we were.
Now, how much fun did you have? Because you're from the Carolinas. Are you a big country music guy?
I was a big country guy growing up. My music has kind of broadened now as I've gotten a little older, but I still love some good country. And I've gotten to know Jimmy Allen a little bit personally. He was bowling USBC Nationals at the same time as we were, so I got offered to hang out on the blackjack table. Luckily, I turned it down because that might have been a little expensive. But, it put me in a great mood, ready to bowl and have fun, entertain for the crowd. We had a great crowd show up down in Matthews as well. It's going to be some entertaining TV, to say the least.
What is it like having something like the Jimmy Allen PBA Challenge in the off season of the PBA to kind of break things up?
Oh, it's perfect for our schedule. Like you mentioned, this is kind of our off season a little bit. I did take some time off in September, and I've been back practicing pretty hard, working out for the last few weeks. And it's nice to get a little friendly competition, no matter how fun it is or no title up for grabs. But they've got an awesome trophy. And to see the guys, it's nice to see their progress as well during the off season. So it's great to be around the PBA company, around the celebrities as well. It was a good time in between, like you said, and a lot of fun, to say the least.
Now, you mentioned your daddy's clearly not far away as a PBA icon, Guppy Troop. Your relationship with your dad, we've had you on before. We've talked about it. You guys are really close. What was it like getting to bowl with him at the King of the Lanes Family Edition over the summer? That had to be a top moment for you, right?
Glad you brought that up. That was a dream come true. Growing up, I competed in some over 50, under 50 regionals with my father, but never thought I would get to compete on television on the national level with him, and he held his own. It was got to be one of the coolest things I've ever seen to see how entertaining he was without throwing a strike. That's by far, something I'm going to add to my repertoire, when some of those games go a little rough. But, that was amazing. And just to hear everybody talk about it as I travel even now. And, at league, Guppy kind of got him a little credit back home, getting him on the lanes back out on TV under the bright lights. But it was a dream come true, to say the least.
Now, I remember the last time we talked, you were tied with your dad for career titles, and you've since passed him. Is that coming up at Thanksgiving this year, that you passed him this year?
Well, so I passed him actually this year when I won the playoff. So, having 9, he has 8. So that was nice, to say the least. I would say also dinner's on me for quite a while now. it was a great feeling to get the troop crown, which I guess goes well with the King of the Lanes crown as well. So it's a great feeling, but, we're just getting started. The career is, we've got plenty left in the tank. So this is just the beginning of hopefully some more success.
Most definitely. We're speaking with Kyle Troop, 2021 PBA Player of the Year. He's got 9 tour titles, passing his dad, who's got 8, Guppy Troop. And you can check him out Sunday, October 16th on Fox. He'll be part of the Jimmy Allen PBA Challenge. You can check out the Country Music Star. And I feel like Country Music Star is selling Jimmy Allen short. He's a superstar already. He's blowing up. You can check out him and some of his friends teaming up with some of the best bowlers on the PBA Tour. Kyle Troop will be teaming up with Nelly and taking on Terrell Owens and AJ Johnson in the first semifinal match of the Jimmy Allen PBA Challenge. I think if you ask any person who has any idea about bowling, a casual fan, whatever it might be, that the 300 is the pinnacle of personal achievement for a single game. You managed to bowl the 33rd televised 300 this year. What was that moment like for you? Because obviously you've had other 300s, but to be able to throw one on television, what was that moment like for you?
To get added into the PBA history books is always a huge accomplishment and an etch in the in the belt of career accomplishments. But also the crowd up in we were north of Seattle, Washington. They had been craving bowling. We haven't been there for the PBA in about 15 years, and the flow of it, I was just having such a good time vibing with the fans. It was great momentum building. Unfortunately, that hot bowler from Australia, Jason Belmonte, was able to take me down the next game. But hey, I got the extra fat check, so it was nice to bring home another Happy Gilmore check, get etched in the history books, and it was a little revenge because I had the front 10. 288 in the playoffs. So I wanted to, if I got that opportunity again, I definitely wasn't going to miss out.
You were the 2022 PBA League MVP. You mentioned you won the PBA Kia PBA playoffs for the second year in a row. 2022 Best Bowler ESPY Award. In 2021, you were coming off a PBA Tour season's earning record. How do you continue to find things to improve on and build off the last two seasons in the PBA where you've been absolutely fantastic?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely been a learning curve of myself, including this year. I didn't have the best start to 2022, but, it's all about sticking to the process, going back to the roots and what got me to that level. I would say, honestly, it's probably dwindled off just slightly after a little bit of time off, but, this is the time to work. I've got 2 months, Team USA competition down in Australia, coming up in November. So, that'll help me get sharp, but it's sticking to the process, man. That's my biggest word. If I had to get another tattoo, I would probably have to figure out a way to get process tatted on my body somewhere, because that's what it's all about. And the accomplishments are great, but, we kind of push those in the back burner, in the back of the mind, because there's a lot more in the future.
I was watching over the course of the season, as I mentioned, a big bowling fan myself, and a lot of times I'd see you there, but not on the lane. You'd be in the booth doing some broadcasting work, and you've continued to do it. It's not like it was a one-off. You've done it a handful of different times. How did that get started, and how much do you enjoy going from the lane to the booth and talking about bowling?
Oh, I mean, it's great. One, it helps just build a personal brand and let fans kind of, hear a little bit of my insight, whether I was competing beforehand or after. And it's a great opportunity. I love the commentary, entertainment. Pretty much if you give me a camera, I want to be in front of it. It helps me. It grows my knowledge of the game, being able to be around the broadcasters and, And honestly, you know, the 2-day live show on Fox that I did previously, you know, really got me interested in the whole TV aspect and entertainment and kind of how all of that worked and the logistics behind it. So, you know, who knows? Maybe there'll be a career path in TV with the PBA. Maybe once the bowling shoes get retired, but that's nowhere near the future.
I'm glad to hear that we're a long ways off from that, but it is always good to have a contingency plan once you retire, and you're pretty darn good at it, speaking from one broadcaster to another now. We have been speaking with Kyle Troop. He was the 2021 Kreshenko PBA Player of the Year. He's got 9 tour titles and a major, and you can check him out this Sunday, Fox, October 16th, You can watch country music superstar Jimmy Allen and guests pair up with some of the best players on the PBA Tour, including Kyle Troop, as they try to be crowned champions at the Jimmy Allen PBA Challenge. Make sure to check your local listings for the airtime. Kyle, I think this was maybe the fourth time we've had you on. Always a pleasure having you on, man. You're welcome here anytime. Thanks so much and take care.
God bless. Thank you for having me.
It's absolutely our pleasure. That is Kyle Troop, the Afro Fish. And we had a guest appearance from Guppy Troop very briefly in the background there. I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Sports Byline USA.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
This is Titillating Sports with Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back into the show. Dominic Jimenez here. As you know, I'm a big bowling fan. Have had an opportunity to interview some of the greatest bowlers in the world. And none of them has joined me quite as frequently as E.J. Tackett, who joins me now And it's we're going to talk about the Jimmy Allen PBA Challenge, which EJ is a part of. And EJ's got 16 tour titles, two majors. He's been Rookie of the Year. He's been Player of the Year. He's one of the greatest, if not, we'll just leave it at one of the greatest. There's a lot of great bowlers out there. But he will be taking part in the PBA Jimmy Allen PBA Challenge, which you can check out on Fox on Sunday, October 16th. You can watch the country music star and his friends and bowlers pair up with some of the best players on tour and for a chance to be crowned a champion. And EJ will be taking part in the Celebrity Clash, which will include names like Jimmy Allen, Nelly, Terrell Owens, Neon Union, Bella Love Castillo, Shannon Spake, all kinds of great celebrities and bowlers there. EJ, let's start there. How much fun is it getting to hang out and compete and bowl with musicians and athletes and kind of bring these people from a different world into yours?
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. I've been able to do an event like this a few times before when Chris Paul was the host, and it's great just to meet people that have been so great at what they do, and just give you know, other athletes and other big stars in the world a little taste of what we do, because bowling is one of those things that anyone can go do. Like, we hang out with T.O., it's not like I can go play in the NFL and have any sort of experience of what that is like. For one, I'm short. Two, I'm skinny. And three, I'm not fast. So I have no idea what that world is like, but it's really cool that other athletes can come and see what it's like to do what we do.
It was a full event. It wasn't just bowling. It wasn't just the Celebrity Clash. I mean, there was music. There were fans everywhere. How much fun did you have getting to kind of spend part of the off season with a super fun event like this?
Oh, I absolutely loved it. You know, I'm slightly biased, and country music's my favorite genre, so I'm very biased in that I loved the event. Chris Young was there. Jimmy performed, Neon Union performed, and Ronnie Russell actually performed a little bit as well, which was really, really cool to see him do that. So it was a great event. I had a lot of fun. I actually told Jimmy that the vibe of the event was the greatest that I had ever attended for an event like that. And I hope that he continues to do it. I know he's becoming a huge superstar in country music, and I hope he can fit us in every year and in his busy schedule.
Moving on a little bit about you, EJ, it seems like every time I have you on, you're coming off a win. You just won over the weekend a regional event. How cool is it getting to win an event at the bowling alley that your family owns?
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. I wish we had a national tour title event there. And hopefully maybe one day it could be possible, but that was the fifth time we had hosted the event, and the third time I actually got to bowl. There was years in 2019 and 2020 that there was tour conflicts. One year was the Weber Cup, but I've won it 3 out of 3 times that I've got to bowl, so that's really cool. I actually made a post that the house hack thing is actually a thing. Because I keep winning in my own bowling center, so I guess I might better stop winning so much. Guys might stop showing up.
We're speaking with EJ Tackett, 16-time tour titleist. He's got including two majors, 2012 Rookie of the Year, 2016 PBA Player of the Year, and he will be participating in the Jimmy Allen PBA Challenge that you can check out on Fox on Sunday, October 16th. Check your local listings for airtime. EJ will be participating in the Celebrity Clash, which will include some guests and competitors like Jimmy Allen, Nelly, Terrell Owens, Neon Union, Josh Sim, Shannon Spake, Hannibal Buress. The list goes on and on. You can also check out the two-on-two, basically the team bowling. In semifinal match one, we'll have Terrell Owens and AJ Johnson versus Nelly and Kyle Troop. Semifinal match two, we'll have Jimmy Allen and Sean Rash versus Hannibal Buress and Ronnie Russell. And EJ, how does it feel? We're the same age. How does it feel being 30, but being a 10-year vet and have earned over $1 million in career earnings? How does that feel for you? You're not an old man by any stretch of the means, but you're very much a veteran on this tour.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird to think about because I started out on tour so young. I was only 20 when I came out, so I still feel myself as young. I mean, I know 30's not old by any stretch of the imagination, but it's kind of weird because a lot of the guys that I looked up to are still out there bowling. So I still feel very young on the tour, but I always told everybody that I'm the old guy of the young guys. So I got that going for me, I guess.
It's funny that you mention being a, you know, the guys that you grew up watching are still bowling, because I remember back when I was bowling in juniors, there was an event at my at the alley that I bowled at, and I got to meet Tommy Jones. And every time I watch bowling now, and I have a photo with him, I'm no more than 10 years old. And now, and I still watch bowling, and Tommy's not even just bowling. He's still thriving on the tour.
Yeah, and that's one of the greatest things about bowling. There's guys that are, I mean, we've watched Norm Duke for 41 years be a threat on the PBA Tour. I mean, he almost won the Masters this year, finishing second. So I think Norm's, what, 57 or 58 now, something like that. And, I mean, he's still competing against the guys. Obviously, he's not doing it week in and week out like he was in his prime, but there's still that chance that, man, Norm showed up. You never know. He might do it this week. And that's one of the greatest things about bowling that there is you can still compete well into your 50s and have a chance to win. Obviously, not everyone's going to be able to do that, but we've seen guys like Chris Barnes, Pete, and Norm, and Walter Ray, and like all these guys that have been great over the years that still competing and still trying to win well into their 50s. And I look forward to another, hopefully, healthy 20 years on tour, and be able to do something like that myself and compete when I get into the 50s.
Now, you say as you compete into your 50s, you have a large backswing, a cranker style. Do you imagine you'll have to adapt your style at all in order to continue to compete as you get older?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, your body isn't going to last forever. So, you know, I've noticed some things, even in just 10 years already, that, you know, I don't do it quite like I did 10 years ago, but it's still affected. I think doing it all the time as a professional, you adapt to what your body limitations are. You know, I haven't lost much at all, but, you know, I do notice a slight difference. And it's just going to be keeping up and listening to my body and just adapting as you go along. And I felt like I've done pretty well at that so far in my career, and continue to hopefully do it still for the next 10, 20 years.
Now, as a competitor, how do you balance the on one hand, the success of leading the tour in average this season with the frustration of not being able to turn that leading average into a singles title this past season? How do you balance that as a competitor between, hey, I bowled great, but hey, I didn't win any of the any titles?
Well, it's one of those things. You know, I put myself in position. I finished second twice, I think, this year, at least once in Lubbock and once at the U.S. Open. Made a bunch of TV shows. You know, I went through a rut for a while back in, you know, 2019. And then I went winless in 2020. So, I mean, I've been through this before. I was still able to get two wins this year in the doubles, which is absolutely fantastic. It's never easy to win any event. But, you know, I haven't won a singles title actually since 2019. So I'm in a huge drought for the singles. But I keep putting myself in positions to win. And if I continue to do that, eventually it'll accidentally happen where things will just go my way. And you're going to end up saying, how did I win? And, or I'm just going to go out and just bowl really well. And my opponent may not have a chance because I bowled so well. You know, anything can happen. And, that's one of the weirdest and greatest things about bowling is different in that aspect. You know, I led the U.S. Open by 500 pins, but I still have to come back on Sunday and bowl that one more game. And in that one more game, literally anything can happen and anyone can win in that step ladder. So all I have to do, I just have to continue to go bowl well and keep putting myself in those positions. And eventually things will happen and go my way. And you never know, I might rattle off some wins and get back in the running for a player of the year again.
All right, we'll be looking forward to seeing some breaks go your way. We've been speaking with EJ Tackett, 16 PBA Tour titles, including two majors, and you can check him out along with Jimmy Allen, the country music superstar, and I mean just rising star, as well as some other country music artists, and they are pairing up and teaming up with some of the best bowlers on the PBA Tour to all participate in the Jimmy Allen PBA Challenge. You can check it out on Fox Sunday, October 16th. Check your local listings for the airtime. You can watch Terrell Owens, Nelly, Jimmy Allen, Neon Union, tons of celebrities, as well as some of the best bowlers, like my guest EJ, along with Sean Rash, Ronnie Russell, Kyle Troop, and AJ Johnson. EJ, always a pleasure having you on, man. Thanks so much for taking some time and joining us, and we can't wait to check out the Jimmy Allen PBA Challenge on the 16th. Thanks so much, man.
No problem. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. I think that's EJ's fourth time on, which means he's, a guest emeritus at this point. No longer just a friend of the show, guest emeritus. I'm Dominic Jimenez, and more on Sports Byline USA on the other side.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
TrackPhone wants to know, are you an influencer, a big live streamer? No? Then guess what? You don't need an endless data plan. Get just the right amount of data with TrackPhone's $40 unlimited talk and text smartphone plan. Now with 8 gigs of high-speed data and unlimited carryover on America's largest, most dependable network, now with 5G. Get the data you need at the price you want. TrackPhone Wireless. Now you're in control. Available at major retailers. 5G-compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at TrackPhone.com.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
Stylish office decor to turn my finished basement into a complete workspace solution.
Staples has you covered.
A desk that's all business, but not too businessy.
Staples has you covered. And now at Staples, take up to 50% off select chairs and up to 75% off select desks. Plus, with 25% off Staples furniture support, we'll assemble your new furniture and guarantee it against wear and defects. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples. Ends 9/3, in-store only.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
You know what a booster shot can be like? Charging a cell phone. Just like a cell phone charger helps restore your battery, a booster is given after a primary series vaccination to enhance or restore protection against COVID-19, which wanes over time. Boosters are recommended for people 5 years and older. Schedule a booster appointment as soon as eligible. You can even make the appointment on your phone, as long as it's charged. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back into the show. You know, I love the bowlers. I love having just picking their brains. And I also love when there are fun events on the schedule. And coming up Sunday, October 16th on Fox, you can watch country music superstar Jimmy Allen and guests pair up with some of the best players on the PBA Tour for the chance to be crowned champion at the Jimmy Allen PBA Challenge presented by Bolero. You can check your local listings for the airtime. Quick rundown of the semifinal matches. It's Terrell Owens and A.J. Johnson versus Nelly and Kyle Troop. And then it is Hannibal Buress and Ronnie Russell versus Jimmy Allen and my next guest, Sean Rash. You can also check out the Celebrity Clash. It includes Jimmy Allen, Nelly, Terrell Owens, Neon Union, Bella Love Castillo, Josh Sims, E.J. Tackett, and the list goes on and on. Sean, you're no stranger to these celebrity bowling events. What is it like getting to hang out and compete and bowl with musicians, athletes, et cetera, and kind of bring them into the world, your world of bowling?
Yeah, no, just this is such a fun event that we just participated in last week in Charlotte. You know, I've had an opportunity to do a lot of cool things in our sport with baseball, football, hockey, basketball, and so many other great athletes and celebrities. And now we bring in a new thing with music, and Jimmy Allen and Neon Union. Chris Young was there. Nelly was there, which he's been a part of Chris Paul's event in the past. And who doesn't love music and a little bit of sports at the same time? So having Jimmy involved in the first ever event that's going to air on October 16th on Fox, right after some football, you're gonna want to watch it. There's a lot of trash talking, a lot of great shots made, a lot of interesting shots made, and like I said, just a lot of fun.
You mentioned you mentioned Chris Paul, and you've bowled with him before, and now you're partnered up with Jimmy Allen. Is there extra pressure on you, not just being the professional bowler, but also being the professional bowler that is paired with the host of the event?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I remember last year was the first time I got to bowl with Chris Paul. I've always wanted to bowl with him, and then I finally got to. And we bowled really, really good, unfortunately, to lose our match. But, you don't want to let them down, right? Like, we're the professional. We're supposed to strike every shot, people say, so and whatnot. But you just want to make the best shots possible. And give your team a chance, and hopefully your celebrity, you know, makes a spare or throws a strike, because, you know, they're great athletes. They pick up on the sport pretty simple, pretty easy. So there's definitely been some moments where it's like, don't screw up, don't screw up, don't screw up. So a lot of pressure, of course. You know, Jimmy's first event, you don't want to be you don't want to lose the first event ever. You know, you want to make sure you come through strong. So We put on a great show. It's there's some good bowling. There's some missed spares, which normally doesn't happen. But for the most part, all the matches were pretty fun and pretty close and nerve-wracking towards the end.
Now, you've mentioned that you've participated in a lot of these cool events, and I'm not going to call you an ambassador for the game, but you do enough, and you're out there, and the general public knows who you are. So what is it like being able to kind of be one of the forces that helps get this additional spotlight on the game of bowling?
Well, I appreciate that. First and foremost, you know, saying that I'm somewhat of an ambassador. I think I am. I think I do a lot of great things for the sport. I've had my moments on television that people judge me for. They don't know the other side of me. And that's the tough thing about TV, right? You get the love-hate relationship. And that's the good thing about sports, too, though, is you want people to cheer for you and you want people to root against you. So, but for the most part, ever since I started bowling at a very young age and even through college, and then when I became a rookie on tour and even to this day, there's been people that have paved the way to get me to where I'm at now. And so if it wasn't for those players in front of me to give me the road of the path of the road or whatever you want to call it, this wouldn't be where I'm at right now. So, you know, I mean, I've got to give a big thanks out to guys like Parker Bone, Chris Barnes, you know, Pete Weber, guys before them, you know, Carmen Salvino, who first started it, and Dick Weber and Earl Anthony, you know, the Hall of Famers, all the great players that our sport has seen. You know, they've given us great paths and been great ambassadors for years. And I've always told people that the more we do for our game, it helps everyone. We're all trying to get a piece of the pie, of course, but the more the audience, viewership, sponsorships, more TV shows, the more money in that pie, everyone's going to get a piece, like I said. So the more that I can help grow that pie, at the end of the day, it's going to help grow my pocketbook too, right? But it's going to grow the game. It's going to give the next generation of players an opportunity that I've been given for 17, 18 years now. I mean, I just got off the phone with E.J. Tackett. I talked to Kyle Troop yesterday about sponsorship opportunities and, you know, clinics we want to do in the future, things we've done and things we're getting ready to do. And, you know, that next generation of players with Kyle Troop, Anthony Simonson, EJ Tackett, there's some great talent and some good people for our sport coming forward.
And as a bowler myself, I have to thank you for your efforts and everything that you just said there, trying to grow the game, because I'm here in the Bay Area. I've seen locally, I think, given the pandemic and just the state of the economy and everything, I think I've seen maybe three different houses within a 20-minute radius from my house close down. So the fact that we're able to, you know, have the bowlers on this show and we're having, you know, the crossover, bringing some music stars and the celebrities in. I thank you for what you're doing for the game there.
I appreciate that very much. Yeah, it's, you know, it's like all things. There's some things that are struggling, of course. Bowling has been blooming since the pandemic's been over almost. I know that some parts of the country are still facing the pandemic, but our sport's been doing very well over the last a couple of years with bowling restarting back up. You know, it's a big shout out to Bolero and the PVA for continuing to have our sport on Fox and FSN, you know, one in the forefront. You know, everyone always says that we should be on more, but, you know, that's subject to change, right? That's all based on sponsorships and TV opportunities. But, you know, we're still up there. We're still bowling. We're still competing. We're still traveling. We're still doing clinics, and we're having a great time out there.
We're speaking with professional bowler Sean Rash. 17 titles, excuse me, on the PBA Tour, including two majors. He's also won Player of the Year, and he's been an ESPYs Bowler of the Year. And you can check him out bowling with Jimmy Allen Sunday, October 16th on Fox. He'll be bowling with Jimmy Allen, and they'll be competing against other bowlers and celebrities in the Jimmy Allen PBA Challenge presented by Bolero. And Sean, talk a little bit about you on the lanes now. You've bowled actually two of the only 34 televised 300 games in PBA history. It'd be one thing to have one of them, one of 34, which is quite the percentage. I think it's like a 3%. But to have two of the 34 perfect games on TV in PBA history, what does that mean for you as a competitor and obviously somebody who wants to succeed in a sport that generally is individualized?
I know the perfect game, right? Sounds like the perfect game in baseball just very often. I don't know if you can have a perfect game in football or basketball and whatnot in hockey, but you know, the first one to do it twice, Frankie Lavoie did it as well. He shot his second one actually against me. And then Chris Vye did two in the same season, which is even more remarkable. But to shoot my first one in Oklahoma and then run the ladder to win one of my titles and Chris Barnes in the finals was pretty special, especially having my wife there and my oldest daughter, Kaylee, at the time. She was just a kid, you know, just a baby at the time. And then my second one at the Tournament of Champions in Indianapolis was really special as well because it was during a major. It was only the second time it had ever been done in TSC history. But unfortunately, the adrenaline got to me in the next match, and that's why I probably didn't go on to win that title. But, you know, anytime you get a chance to make television and put on a show for our fans, your family, it's pretty special. And like I said earlier, only so many people get to judge us by that, right? You know, the people that love me for who I am as a person, for what I do for the sport, as what I do for my family. And the ones that judge me quickly because of things I say on television are the ones that just don't know me and know that we're there to put on a show. You know, we're entertainers. Some of it's good, some of it's bad. At the end of the day, that's our livelihood too, right? So we're there to make a living by making money from our prize funds. So it'd be one thing if we were making millions. It'd be a lot easier to let some things go that I've lashed out about on television, but that's not the case. Sometimes it comes down to the heat of the battle in the moment, and you can see it all, in all sports. There's things right now going on in the NFL that you just kind of shake your head about. You know, people are quick to judge you because of something you may do in the forefront and not understand that, you know, we're playing a game for a living. We're trying to provide for our families. We're trying to put on a show for our friends and our fans and for our sport and to create opportunities. So, you know, this sport has been so good to me. I've been so lucky to bowl 300 twice on television. I've had a chance to do it again, and I'm hoping I get a few more chances down the road to hopefully become the first one to do it three times.
you know, people get upset about what the way that they perceive events that happen on television. They should just go to a league night and see how people react there. And when the stakes are much lower than being on television with thousands of dollars on the line. You've been on tour for 17 seasons, and you've actually been able to average a title per season, which is an impressive feat. Obviously, you're not winning one per season, but 17 titles in 17 seasons is incredibly impressive. What have you been able to attribute your both your longevity and your success to?
Realistically, the longevity is the family aspect that keeps pushing me and keeps supporting me doing what I do. I've got an unbelievable wife, Sarah, three beautiful girls, Kaylee, Olivia, and Elena, that understand why I travel and where I travel and what I do it for, you know, to provide for my family. The second thing comes to mind is the sponsors that I've had through the years that have taken care of me financially on the backside of it. When you don't have a good year, you can still kind of just let it go sometimes. You know, 17 titles, 17 years. You know, I've never won more than twice in a season. I think I won twice four or five times, and I had a blank spell, unfortunately, this year, even though I bowled for the title once. And for about 4 years, I never won early in my career. But, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, confidence goes a long way. Some people think it's cockiness and arrogance, but in an individual sport, you better have some confidence and you better have some swag and you better be able to walk into a bowling center knowing you're going to bowl good that week and feel good about that week. And I was pretty injury-free until about 2015, and unfortunately I've had knees issues, hand issues, shoulder issues, and now I've got a lower back issue. So, you know, being in pretty good shape for most of my career and now finding out I should have done more earlier on to be in better shape. So now we're trying to play catch up. But like I said, the first thing and foremost, my family, my parents, of course, that got me into the game and helped me get through college and basically start my career. And then my wife and my three kids, you know, without them, and then a few close friends that they know who they are, that keep pushing me and keep asking me to do things and help them and help the game. You know, I wouldn't be anywhere without them.
That is the voice of professional bowler Sean Rash, 17-time titleist on the PBA Tour, and he'll be participating in the Jimmy Allen PBA Challenge presented by Bowlero. You can watch it on Fox Sunday, October 16th. Check your local listings for the airtime. He'll be partnered up with the host himself, Jimmy Allen. Sean, thanks so much for taking some time and joining me. It's always a pleasure having you on. You're welcome here anytime. Thank you again.
Thank you for having me. I hope everybody enjoys the show. Like you said, October 16th on Fox. You got some celebrities and big time people going to be there. Jimmy, T.O., Nelly, Hannibal, and then four of the greatest bowlers currently on tour with myself, Kyle, AJ, Ronnie, EJ makes an appearance. It's going to be a great show. But thanks again for having me. I hope everybody has a wonderful day, and hope everybody enjoys the show.
Thanks so much, Sean. We appreciate it. That is Sean Rash. Make sure Jimmy Allen PBA Challenge Sunday, October 16th on Fox. Check your local listings for the airtime. I'm Dominic Jimenez. More on the other side.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked, UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back into the show. We are going to wrap things up here. An hour of sports talk that was very near and dear to me. It was bowling, and more bowling because me, the league bowler who loves watching the sport, really wish it would be an Olympic sport, by the way. I'm trying to figure out how that's not, considering it's a sport that I think people in every country participate in. It's not kind of a niche sport where, you know, a lot of countries don't play American football or a lot of countries don't play baseball. Yeah, bowling feels pretty universal. But I'd like to thank my guests. We had Kyle Troop, we had EJ Tackett, and we also had Sean Rash. They all joined me because you can catch all three of them on the Jimmy Allen PBA Challenge presented by Bowlero. You can check it out Sunday, October 16th. Tune in to Fox. Check your local listings to see what time it's going to be at because there is football on Sundays. So check your local listings. Remember, Fox, Sunday, October 16th, to check out country music star Jimmy Allen and his guests pair up with some of the best players on the PBA Tour for the chance to be crowned champion at the Jimmy Allen PBA Challenge. Kyle Troop will be teaming up with one of my favorite hip-hop artists, one of my favorite musicians of all time, Nelly. EJ Tack will be participating in the Celebrity Clash. And Sean Rash has partnered with the host himself, Jimmy Allen. So a lot of cool stuff going on. You know, we've seen the success of the Chris Paul, the CP3 Invitational with the celebrities and the bowling. And you heard it there from all three guests. They were all super jazzed to have Jimmy Allen and his pals participating this year and kind of Jimmy Allen throwing the event. They were all hyped, beyond excited. And it wasn't just bowling. There was music. There was fun. There were fans. There were so many things to celebrate about the game and the sport of bowling. And I'm honored to just be part of it. I wasn't at the event. You're not going to see me on TV on Fox on Sunday the 16th. But you will see my three guests, Kyle Troop, EJ Tackett, and Sean Rash, as well as country music superstar Jimmy Allen, all participating in the PBA, Jimmy Allen PBA Challenge presented by Bowlero. I'm Dominic Jimenez. Thank you so much for joining me for a great hour, and we'll catch you next time here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. I wish I could go back to those days.